Well, hello, this is Mike O'Connor. This is edition one of GeezerCast, a show to my unborn grandchildren. I'm sort of imagining that it's 50 or 60 years from now, and my grandchildren, or maybe your grandchildren, have found this show in the dusty attic or out on some little corner of the family file system or some crystal module that is the new storage medium for us all. I have no idea what you're going to be listening to this on. I can tell you a lot of things about what I bet it's not. But I thought I would just sort of do a forward pass, you know, kind of tell you about what's going on here today in 2005. Speculate about what it might be like for you out there in 2055. And, you know, see where this gets me. I had a podcast called Sex and Podcasting that I just wrapped up, and this is sort of the new version of it. Gives me a little more space to try out different stuff. And so this is, you know, sort of the welcome to the future one. I thought I'd talk to you a little bit over these podcasts, talk to you a little about politics. This was a great week, at least for me. It's 2005, late 2005, and the Bush administration, the George Bush administration, second, the kid, not the dad, has been, I think, one of the most inept of recent memory, and the wheels are sort of coming off for him. They got one of their key guys got indicted this week, and they tried to get a Supreme Court nominee up in front of the Senate, and that didn't work out so well. And so it's just, you know, from my vantage point, I think it'd be fun to talk to you about sort of what the political viewpoint is here in 2005 compared to what it is for you 50 years from now, maybe. I thought I'd talk to you a little bit about environment and energy stuff. Marcy and I are pretty interested in that kind of thing, so I imagine that there will be shows about that. Marcy's sort of the force of good around here. She's restoring. We have a 420-acre farm that we're restoring to the prairies, wetlands, and savannas that were here before the settlers came, and that's really Marcy's project. I help out with stuff. I'm sort of on the dark side of that. I buy the 22-mile-per-gallon SUV and haul stuff around and run tractors and chainsaws and stuff like that. I have a really high cylinder count. I imagine all of that kind of stuff will have changed a lot by the time you hear this, because 50 years from now, I imagine oil is going to be very expensive, and we will have figured out a whole lot of other ways to do energy, hopefully portable ones, so that geezers like me can still walk around on the farm and chop down trees and stuff like that. It's going to be really a pain to do all this stuff by hand. And I'm a geek. That's what I've always been, and I'm in the happy position of being able to make a living doing that geek stuff that I love to do. So there's going to be a description of the pretty amazing new stuff that I come across as I come across it, mostly so that you can laugh and say, holy cow. For example, my internet connection, which, yeah, I do use that internet thing. I imagine you won't by the time you hear this. And at home in St. Paul, it goes at 8 megabits per second, and I think that's pretty darn fast. But I imagine by the time you hear this, you're going to go, holy cow, we can't believe how slow that would be. And, you know, go easy on me here. Stop laughing. You know, this is your postcard from 2005. I'll probably throw in a bit about the family, you know, although I bet they all do a pretty good job of recording their own lives, this new media that right now we're calling Internet 2, although that phrase is already getting pretty worn. I think that's going to wear out within months of now. It's just getting so frayed around the edges. But it is an interesting time as we learn that we all can do media. It's not just the mass media. We can leave it behind for our kids. So I'm going to explore some of that a bit during these shows. And then As you listen to this show, you're going to hear my music. I'm going to play all the music on this podcast. It's another way to record what's going on with me in sort of the now. I've always regretted that I didn't record some of the tunes that I did over the years. It's not that they're really particularly good, but it's just sort of a record of something that's gone forever now. So I thought I'd use this podcast as a way to slip some of that in. I think the way I'll do it is I'll put the music on the far left and right channel so then you can do the karaoke thing and take my voice out of the middle. Listen to the music by itself if you want. I've got new software for the synths that's actually pretty cool. It actually works, whereas the stuff I've been using, which was Kickwalk Home Studio, really didn't work at all, and I didn't realize how badly it didn't work until I got some stuff that did. So I'm back into making music now, so I'll put some of that in every show. As you can hear, if you've got a really good stereo, and there's a pretty fair wind today here at the farm. It just came up as I started doing this. I don't know. I think I'll keep going, but that whooshing noise is not the usual thing. We've got a pretty nice breeze going today. Now, this list of topics that I've just rattled off makes things sound a lot more organized than they'll probably really be. I sort of wrote this one out so that I could get through it, not forget things when I was in front of the mic. But mostly this is going to be a bunch of time capsules so that you know how your granddad was back here. So maybe you'll get to know me a little bit better than I remember mine. I remember my granddads mostly from when they were very old and they were pretty frail. One of my granddads had Alzheimer's and I didn't really ever know him when he was at his peak, so I thought I'd do some shows when I'm still pretty together and let you know what that's all about, but use it as a way to sort of explore the world as I see it. Anyway, that's the end of the first Geezer Cast. I haven't got a real great ending for this because, you know, I can't say thanks for listening because it's 50 years since you're going to listen. I don't know. I guess I'll just say see you the next time.